This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Syrian officials are blaming Israel for an airstrike that destroyed the consular section of Iran's embassy. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Syrian officials say they're being told several people died in the blast at Iran's embassy compound in Damascus. Syria's foreign minister is blaming Israel for the attack. Calling it a criminal act carried out by the Zionist enemy. Iranian state TV is reporting the strike killed an Iranian military advisor who led the elite Quds force in Lebanon and Syria until 2016. Israel is not commenting on the attack, but in recent years, it's targeted hundreds of government-controlled parts of Syria. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Senior U.S. and Israeli officials held a virtual meeting on Monday to discuss U.S. President Joe Biden administration alternative proposal to an Israeli military invasion of Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip opposed by Washington. Biden has urged Israel not to conduct a large-scale offensive in Rafah to avoid more civilian casualties among the Palestinian population in Gaza, where Hamas-led health authorities say more than 32,000 people have been killed. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Around 200 people gathered in front of the Cologne Cathedral in Germany's fourth-largest city to celebrate a partial legalization of cannabis coming into effect on Monday. Germany becomes the ninth country to legalize recreational use of the drug, which is also legal in some subnational jurisdictions in the United States and Australia.